And we're live.
What's going on?
Tucker and the Beard.
Back again.
I'm Tucker.
Guess who's back? He's Beard.
I am the Beard. He's Tucker. That was a lie.
A lot of confusion.
Elaborate ruse.
A lot of confusion. Yes.
Elaborate ruse. You know, it's funny because we get people that I think...
I
think they're joking.
But they're like 90% serious.
Like, which one's the Beard?
Yeah.
It's him.
Right. Yeah, it's me.
Obviously.
That's the
look
funny
at his
part.
Smooth, shaven face.
My baby butt
his
skin.
His boyish good looks. No, so yeah. I am the Beard.
Yeah. There's been a lot of people who are just like, is he Tucker? Yeah, that's exactly how this lays out.
Believe what you want to believe.
Yeah. And I was like, I've known each other, you know, I've known you for like 5 years. You know my last name's Tucker. Why is this confusing?
Right.
It shouldn't be. Listen, yeah. Mom and Dad.
Listen, Mom and Dad.
I'm Tucker. He's the Beard.
Yes.
Let's get this straight.
So now that we have that all
sorted out. Yes.
We can jump into our movie review for this week.
Can we say reviews?
Reviews.
Plural?
Well, we'll get into it. How about that? So a couple of months back, we promised everyone, based on a poll, and there's another movie that we need to see.
Okay.
Called The Slender Man.
Oh, God. Don't do this to me.
We made a promise.
You made a promise.
It was on Facebook, and it was joint promise.
Don't include
so
me
we
in
made
your
a promise,
garbage promises.
We made a promise to see the films.
Yes.
Mile 22 and The Slender Man.
Yes.
Well, this week, we picked up The Slender Man at
we picked up Mile 22.
Oh, dang it.
Come on.
Well, Mile 22. Mile 27. Mile marker 33.
22 and a half miles. I don't know.
27.
Yes.
Jump Street.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we Redbox reviewed.
Yeah.
Some 22 mile 22.
I think it was like mile marker 33.
Yeah. Something like that nonsense.
Yeah.
So for our quick, our big review today is
a different movie,
a different
but
movie,
we're going
we'll
to jump into
in
this real quick.
So
Mile 22,
Mile
starring
22.
Mark Wahlberg, Maggie from The Walking Dead.
Yes.
And Ronda Rousey and other people.
And that was, yes.
I'm going to leave it and other people.
And other people.
Yeah.
There were people, they were the big names, which should say
something.
Something. And
we all know that Ronda Rousey isn't known for her acting prowess.
Right. She's used to choking people out.
Yeah.
And I literally got choked out by this movie.
She's kind of pretty and she's in movies.
She taps.
But mostly she just beats other women up for a living.
Right. Or she used to. Now she's in the WWE.
Yeah.
A.
Anyway.
Yes. So yeah, she's used to tapping people out. And I tried to tap out during this movie.
My wife tapped out.
She tapped out?
About a third of the way through the movie, like, she just started doing other things.
Yeah.
Into other rooms.
Yeah. My wife didn't even...
She didn't even make
it. She's like, that's not worth my time. Nice. And guess what? She wasn't wrong.
She wasn't wrong.
As I keep incorrectly calling it the wrong name, and I told you, when it stopped caring about being a good movie... I stopped caring about what the name of the movie was.
It's true. It's like a really annoying person that you meet one time who their actual name is James, but really you're going to call him any other name that you can maybe think of. You're like, you look like a Charlie to me.
Yeah,
I don't
come on,
know.
Jeff.
And listen, okay, I can give a couple of high points to this film.
Right. Yeah, there it was.
There was silence.
There was silence.
At a couple of points. But primarily, the high points were this. There were some decent special effects.
Okay, I'm agreeing.
And it was, if you cared to pay attention to it, and you happen to be either a Mark Wahlberg, Ronda Rousey, or Maggie from The Walking Dead fan.
Right.
It was an entertaining watch.
Listen, I think
it had too many plot twists that didn't mean anything.
Right. There's a
but it had a lot of great action and some really cool bullet hole in people's heads effects.
Right. I was going to say it was a really good shut your brain off for an hour and a half action movie.
Yeah.
That I'm gonna say there's a big twist at the end that I really didn't care.
Say hello to your mother for me.
That was the greatest fact that
they worked in the line
ever.
Say hello to your mother for me, and it was somebody addressing this line to Mark Wahlberg.
Which, if you're not familiar, SNL Saturday Night Live did a skit a while back with Andy Samberg,
pretending, who is one of my favorites, by the way,
doing a skit as Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, chicken, how's it hanging?
Talking to barn animals.
Yes,
and it always ended with, Okay. Say hello to your mother for me.
Yeah.
But the one of the guys said to Mark Wahlberg,
say hello to your mother for me.
I think I told you, I like to think of it as the fact that the writer was sitting in a room
maybe
giggling.
If like Andy Samberg didn't get at least a minor writer credit for this,
yeah,
then that's plagiarism.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
And plagiarism isn't cool.
Yeah. No, I just picture the writer giggling in a corner, being like,
like, say hello to your mother for me.
No one's going to get this. Yeah. I wonder
we
if
got
I,
it.
I was like, I wonder if they're going to catch this.
Yeah.
No one caught it.
We
caught it. And yeah.
But it was so bad.
Yeah, it was.
We felt compelled.
Yes.
To allow Mark Wahlberg to redeem himself.
Hopefully.
Listen, full disclosure.
We went in there.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. You're a fan of Marky Mark.
I am. I like him in movies.
Right.
I liked Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
And the Funky
all
Bunch.
Of them.
Was it the Calvin Klein ads that back really in the day. Hooked you?
Listen, I thought he looked like a cool guy when I was like, 11. And I thought he was a cool guy when I was like 11 years old. And then, listen, I enjoy his acting. From time to time, he makes fun action movies.
Yes.
Again, turn off your brain type movies.
Right.
And those are valuable sometimes.
Yeah.
You and I both work in a relatively high pressure industry.
Yes.
Where our brains are some days taxed.
Right. We're out.
And sometimes you just want to be entertained.
Yeah, you just want
to. You don't need to think about it. You just want to be like, dude, that was a cool explosion.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg, great for that.
Yeah.
However, I will argue this.
I think you're about to say what
I think he's better in a comedic role.
He is amazing in comedic roles.
Yeah. Listen,
he's a big fan of the other guys.
Cut.
Yeah.
He's built for action movies, but he's better in a comedic role.
He, at the end of this movie, I think I said numerous times, my face hurt.
Yeah.
Which did we say the movie?
We haven't said the movie.
Okay.
We went and saw. Sorry. So in order to allow us to remember that we do in fact love Mark Wahlberg, because gotcha. We do.
Yes.
Or at least I do.
I'm with you. I love Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah. We decided to go check out his newest film.
Right.
Being Instant Family. And frankly, I thought it was. Is it an award winner? No.
No.
But it was funny.
Yeah, it's hugely funny.
It was poignant. To coin the cliche, yes, I laughed and I cried at different points in this movie. It was a very touching film. It was a very funny film, largely in part, I think, to the involvement of a lot of stand-up comedians that were a part of it. And we'll get into that.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of really good... stand-up comedians. And listen, it was one of those movies that I wanted Marky Mark to redeem himself.
I'll call
Absolutely. Him Mark, I'll show respect Mark Wahlberg.
We can call him Marky Mark.
I know.
He doesn't. I don't.
I mean,
I haven't met him, but I think that, he's okay with it.
He and I are cool.
You cool with him, Marky?
Yeah.
All right.
But my bar, I wanted some redeeming things. And so
the bar was super low.
Yeah.
At the end of mile 27.
And a half. Yeah. So
that's the sequel, bro.
Yeah, say the sequel. We're just jumping.
Oh, for God's sake, I hope they don't.
Please don't.
Don't.
If you're watching. Let it die.
Please don't.
Yeah. But it was one of those things. I think I was kind of not dragged. Like, I was like, okay, we're going to watch the new movie. I've seen some trailers and it looked funny, but I was like, this is probably going to be one of those movies where all the funny parts are in the trailer.
Yes, I was genuinely concerned
about
it.
So I was kind of like, all right, let's go watch it. And I think I told you earlier, I was like, well, am I going to be sitting at the end of this going, it well, is what that, it is. That killed 2 hours of my time?
Yeah, that was what 2 hours on a doing? Monday morning. I mean,
yeah.
So can we rewind a little bit?
Zach Morris timeout. Go.
General premise of the film.
Yes.
Is a couple nearing middle age.
Right.
Who decide to venture into the world of foster parenting and potentially adoption.
Correct.
And the hijinks that ensue.
Right. And it starts with, they end up at the end, adopt, well,
taking spoiler
in,
alert.
Yeah. Taking in, I'll say,
yeah,
three
siblings.
Siblings.
Now, I know because I have a couple of friends who have gone through the foster parenting system.
Mad respect.
And are working on becoming foster parents and would like to adopt people who have dealt with fertility issues.
Right.
I understand how you might be triggered by certain things and certain themes in this film. However, regardless, I still think it's worth a watch because, frankly, I felt just knowing the struggles and knowing the stories of the people who have gone through it.
Right.
Yes, did this take some Hollywood artistic license on the concept? Duh.
Yeah, it's going to.
But it actually gave some good insight into...
I thought it was a very
into
good
what
message.
That whole process looked like, albeit from a comedic standpoint.
Right. And it was the writer-director's... It was based on his story.
Yes. Yeah, it was based on you know, based on real events.
Right.
As, and I think as they say.
Yeah, and it said that at the very, very beginning. But, I mean, honestly, kind of like you said, there was a lot of emotions in throughout this because it is about building a family and these kids that have grown up with, you know, struggles and kind
yeah,
of
they've
their
been
moms of
in and out of the quote-unquote system.
Or, you know, drug addict. Right. And it's, I think, very... you know, paid homage or whatever to the fact that that's not like an easy,
hey, we're, an easy life.
Right.
And even it kind of poked at, there's a certain group of people who tend to get into the foster parenting system simply for the money. There's a lot of abuses that
okay,
go
that
on
was,
in the system. Yeah. And they poked at it. And how they poked at it in this film was hilarious, in my opinion.
Oh, I found it absolutely hilarious.
But I know for a fact that those people that were in the movie, they exist in the real world.
Oh, very much so.
And so looking at it from that objective lens, yes, it was hilarious. But really, truly, what you see in this movie is dramatized and exaggerated things that really do happen with children in the foster system, with families who open up their hearts and homes to children who, you know, their birth parents have just
abandoned them.
Right. They've, you know, for better lack of a better term, they've turned their backs on them.
Right.
You know, and so for a lot of people, I do understand that this would be a kind of a triggering type of film.
Right.
But
It was a lighthearted take on
a very, very serious thing.
And the message is
I wouldn't, yeah, and I wouldn't let this film deter you if you're considering fostering. I would not let this film deter you, but I would look at it and just say, you know, these are real things that you're going to get yourself into, but it's so worth it because there are children who deserve better.
Right, and I think
100% there are children who deserve a better life than what they're born into, and so if you are considering fostering at this point in your life,
I say go
please
watch
do
the
it
movie.
Because those kids do need you.
Oh, very much so, and I think you know at the end of it, you know, as opposed to doing that, I was like, well, if I didn't already have three kids of my own, I'd be running down to the kid pound, which.
That was one of the funniest parts of the movie. So the couple, you know, Mark Wahlberg and his wife, they're sitting in the classes in which you have to go through to be to become a foster parent. You know, there's kind of a training program, so to speak. And he starts talking about these kids like they're rescue pets.
Right. He goes
and
off
and it's just him putting his foot in his mouth. over and over again because he's just trying to understand it from his own perspective.
Right. I was going to say, like, he goes off on this big old thing, like how he doesn't understand how it's the, you know, these kids or whatever. And he goes, you know, it's like, you know, going down to the pound or whatever. And he goes, you call those rescue animals. Can't we call them like rescue kids? I'm sure your numbers are going to go up.
And yeah, he was just like, looking at it from a very pragmatic standpoint.
Right. And, but it was absolutely hilarious.
But the way they put it in the film, it was hilarious.
Right. And his wife, played by Rose Byrne.
Yes.
Which of kind of
Peter Rabbit fame.
That's where you want to go with it. Of kind of everything fame. And yeah. I mean, to her credit, she's been in so many different movies.
She's one of those, she's been in everything.
Yeah. She's been the romantic interest, but you can literally put her with any actor and she goes.
And it works.
Yeah. It goes with them. She, you know, with Owen Wilson and like the internship too.
Yes.
Professor X in the X-Men movies, you buy it. So I'm like,
absolutely,
Oscar for love interest,
right?
Everyone. I don't know. I'm making Oscar things right now.
No, but I actually thought that she was really fantastic in this role.
Mm-hmm.
Because above Mark Wahlberg in the film, she kind of was given the heavier role.
Right.
You know, so this couple, they go through the classes and they finally, you know, they decide as a couple to take on the challenge of not just fostering one child, but fostering right. A teenage child
right.
with her two siblings.
Right. The one that they're interested in first is actually the teenage child because
yeah.
They go to, strangely enough, and I'm strangely hoping this isn't a real thing.
It looked like an adoption fair for
kids. It's pets. Like a it's like a giant it fair
like,
in a park.
It looked like Petco on a Saturday morning,
just to
but the, to the extreme.
Yeah,
but at a park. Yeah.
There's a whole park that's pretty much they've blocked off as like an adoption fair, only it's kids. So they're there, and they have to. Their goal is to walk
pair
around,
foster parents with children.
Right, yeah. And I think Mark Wahlberg delivers a good line. He goes, "You're always told, like, it's never a good thing to walk up to little kids and start talking to them
in a park,
and they're encouraging it."
Yeah, that's exactly.
He's like,
the
"This
point
feels weird," but they walk around, and if they hit it off with any of the kids, then they're supposed to write it down on a piece of paper to try and meet with them later on, and they struggle throughout the whole thing of, you know, finding a kid till they run into the teenager, and the teenager kind of comes up and tells them off, and they go, well, we kind of had a moment.
Well, and that's why if you're watching the video and you think that I'm just, you know, playing on my phone, I promise that's
being,
not what the
being Rudy McGee
not
here.
What the game plan is here, but I'm pulling up the cast because the cast here was, I think, extremely important into the entire composition here.
Correct.
Mark Wahlberg, Rose Byrne as the couple, as right. it were. Again, I think Mark Wahlberg is better in comedic roles. Mm. I enjoy his comedic performances more than I've enjoyed his action films, which again, he's built for action.
Yeah,
but there were one, so
he had
many.
So many one-liners. There was a lot of one-liners throughout the movie, a lot of them from the actors that are comedians, stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
Some of the, I think we were laughing the hardest at, you know, some
man.
Of them.
So one of my favorite, and truly the reason that I was interested in this movie in the first place, a guy named Tom Segura, mm-hmm. who I'm a fan of his stand-up comedy. To me, he's hilarious. He was in this movie. Tig Notaro, which is another notable stand-up comedian. Maria Bamford was in this film. There were so many big and small name mm-hmm. stand-up comedians, and I think that that's truly what a film like this needed
right.
to bring a very heavy. This could have easily been a drama.
Oh, right.
Easily.
Yeah.
But with the addition of all of these stand-up comedians, and Mark, who works well with comedians.
Right. Well, and he had some of the best one-liners.
Daddy's Home was hilarious.
Yes. Not my favorite, but okay.
No, I'm not saying it was my favorite, but it was funny.
Right. No, I was like, I've seen it once. I wasn't a huge... It's probably going to be one of those movies that like I have where I go back and watch it later, and I'm like, okay, it like gets better over time.
Yeah, it ages.
Just because I don't like movies where people are being mean. It was like the Will Ferrell character like, you know, they're just being mean to him the whole time. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
After like the first 5 minutes, let's kind of...
You get over
it. But it's like the whole entire thing.
Were you bullied as a child?
What's it? I have an older brother, just saying.
Fair enough. Okay. All right. So maybe that's where your sensitivity comes. You're just really sensitive to bullying from other people.
No, yeah. It's just one of those things where it's like...
I mean, we can talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, have a heart-to-heart. I appreciate it.
You know.
Maybe off camera. And off
maybe mic. On camera.
I just like...
Hey, man.
Break down. Have some issues.
Vulnerability is where healing starts.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I get it. I appreciate it. Appreciate right. the moment.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I think the beard is
You know, next Mark Wahlberg movie will just help me. Help me get to where I need to go.
Yeah, you know, truthfully, and this movie was heartwarming in a lot of ways. And let me just say this to all of you watching, how much commitment to this project that it takes
a lot.
For two dudes to walk in to a movie theater at 9:40 on a Monday morning to watch a romantic comedy. It's not a full-on romantic comedy, but it kind of falls into that same that same genre. Listen, I will tell you this. We were the only couple of dudes who walked in.
I agree. And, I mean, you can kind of take a step out and look at it and go...
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we saw the humor in immediately. Yeah. But truthfully, I really feel like this film was not only funny... But it was important.
Oh, it had a really good message. Again, my face hurt at the end of it. I thought it was so much funnier than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a little bit more serious. And again, I thought the couple funny parts were going to be the stuff from the trailer.
Yeah.
That is not
There's true. So many more funny bits than are shown in the trailer. And I greatly appreciated that.
Yeah.
And again, I think greatly in part to... The stand-up comedians going, you know, looping back to that for just a second.
Yeah. And even Octavia Spencer was in it. Not that she's a comedian, but she was
hilarious.
She brought some funny stuff.
And you know
what?
I'm not even a fan, necessarily, of all of the stand-ups that were in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Tig Notaro, for example, her particular brand of comedy isn't my cup of tea.
Right.
But
I even she said brought that an element. Yeah.
She brought an element to the film that was extremely necessary.
Kind of a straight woman.
It's funny that you're using the term straight man to describe a gay woman. But regardless,
that is not my intention. Thanks for calling me out on that one. I'm just saying that's the expression. It was
no, I wasn't intending to go SJW on you, but it's. If you can't see the humor there.
No, I'm with you.
Then
I'm with you.
Then maybe.
Got a problem. Yeah, no, it was a really good, really
Because I think one-liners. That's what the producers were thinking. Like, hey, let's use a gay woman to play the straight man.
Yeah.
You know, but she did a fantastic job.
Right.
Oh, fair. Maria Bamford as the mother, one of the grandmothers, was priceless.
Yeah.
She was actually one of my favorite parts about the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because her role, she played Mark Wahlberg's character's mother.
Right.
And so her role as grandmother to these kids
came through the door, spoiling them.
Yeah. Well, no. That was the other one. I'm sorry. She played Rose's mother.
Yeah.
But the dynamic between the two grandmothers was absolutely perfect.
Right.
You know, you have the one who's like. Just kind of straight-laced and straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the spoil-me grandma.
Which is Mark Wahlberg's. Yeah, it comes in. Yeah, the one that plays Rose Byrne's mom. She's
that's
in
Maria
some of
Bamford.
My, yeah, she's in some of my, you know, kind of favorite, you know, comedic
And she's little movies. A really funny stand-up comedian as well.
If you've ever seen Just Friends.
I have.
And she plays Ryan Reynolds' mom's mom in that and is and kills it.
Another actor who does well in both comedic and action performances.
Okay. Oh, Ryan Reynolds. I thought you were talking about them. I was like,
no, I'm not talking about Maria Bamford.
Airplane an action movie.
I don't think she's a real kick-ass type of chick. You know, that's not who she is.
She was up against Sigourney Weaver for the Aliens role. I don't know. What are you...
No.
I'm, Not sure where you're going with that one.
I wasn't going very much.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, I loved it. It was a whole lot better.
I enjoyed it. Way I was expecting that I was going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Again,
I thought it was going to be okay.
So
but I didn't.
As someone who is a big fan of stand up comedy,
I thought you were going to be like Mark Wahlberg.
I'm a fan of Wahlberg. But
and he was in that poster up on your wall.
I did not have a poster. There was no Tiger Beat of Mark Wahlberg in my bedroom. I'll fight you. But no, as someone who's I'm a big fan and a big consumer of stand-up comedy. So when I see comics that I genuinely enjoy, Tom Segura, again going back to him, this was his first movie role.
Yeah, he did. He wasn't in a huge role. No.
But what he brought was hilarious. Right. And again, he's one of my favorite stand-up comedians.
And I should put this disclaimer.
His parts weren't family friendly.
Yeah, kid friendly. There was just a couple little throwaway lines that weren't really kid friendly.
Listen, this is a family dealing with real life issues.
Right.
One of which was the older daughter, the older foster daughter.
Right. They caught her taking
somebody was sending selfies. Inappropriate pictures to her, and she was sending inappropriate pictures to the other person.
Right.
Heavy stuff.
Right.
But they were able to turn it around and I'll be perfectly honest. The line that Segura delivered in this film at that moment.
Yeah. Wondering what
I,
cause there's a term that it's called. Yeah.
I couldn't breathe for at least I was turning blue 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It was 30 seconds where I was trying to stifle laughter so hard.
Yeah.
Because we're in a movie theater and you can't just cackle out of control. But I was laughing to tears at several moments through this movie.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was really they took a very serious issue and were able to make it entertaining.
With still heart.
And still informative and had a lot of heart.
Yeah. It had a lot of heart.
This is a great third or fourth date night picture. Okay. This is not a first date night picture.
No, not by any means.
This is not a first date night picture.
That's a heavy topic to be covering.
Listen,
on
if
your
you've
first
been
date.
With a if you've been with somebody for like a year,
this
is great for that.
Yeah, because it's going to bring up some conversation.
Yeah, it is. Evidently. You know, if you've been married for a little while, or you've just been seriously dating for a good long while,
good.
This is a great date night film.
Right, exactly.
But I mean, all around the performances were fantastic.
Yeah. Really
good
performances.
They delivered the subject matter that is very, admittedly, very difficult in a way that worked for everybody.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I think it was really, really good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it a whole lot more than I thought it was going to. My face hurt afterwards from laughing so hard.
It actually kind of gave me a little, you know, we watched this at, I think, at 9:50 a.m.
Yeah.
On a Monday morning, right? Yeah. So a time that most people are like,
working.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
You know,
we were at the movies. We were at the movies. Instant Family. Yeah.
But all of that aside, like, it gave me a little extra pep in my step to get through the rest of the day.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And I love Mondays.
Yeah.
You know, if you follow me personally on Facebook, you will see that, you know, Mondays, I love that.
You are not Garfield by any means.
I am not.
Yes.
I love Mondays.
Yes.
But this made one of my favorite days of the week.
I should be like, I don't hate Mondays either, but listen, you win the competition of who loves Mondays more.
If you don't like Mondays, just follow me on Facebook.
I'm like, fight me.
And you'll see that Mondays are a tremendous opportunity.
Yes.
But
the start of the week.
All of that aside, I enjoyed this as a start to my week even. Because it gave me a little extra spring in my step.
Yeah, it's like
yesterday.
Let's go get it done.
You know, it was like, man, that was cool and it was good. It was funny. I got to laugh before the day began.
Right.
You know, and that was really awesome.
Yeah.
So. In our opinion, I believe this is a go see it.
Oh, definitely go see it. Again, I agree with you. Not a first date, But definitely go check it out. So I think it is definitely a see it. It was really funny, had some heart to it.
Yeah. This is a good all around date flick.
Yeah.
If you've been together for a while.
Yeah.
That's what I'll leave it at.
Kids, I'm going to leave it up to you.
Yeah, know your kids to know whether or not this is appropriate for them. It's a solid PG-13. I've seen worse PG-13s for sure.
Yeah, I was like, if you're one of
Venom was more questionable. We reviewed that a few weeks ago. That was actually more questionable in some ways than this one. This one just had some suggestive content.
There's a couple lines that were they necessary? No. Were they funny?
Yeah, they were.
So I think it's just one of those, you know, if you're good with letting your kids watch Deadpool, then, you know.
Yeah.
Then this isn't going to be
like if
anything.
But again, it's a different type of guidance for this particular movie.
Yeah.
Is it violent? No. Is it vulgar?
No.
No. But there is some topics that are a little heavy for younger children to really understand. And if you don't want to have to answer a bunch of questions afterward, I'd recommend maybe just making this date night and not bring the kids.
Right. And then, or rent it later and you can fast forward.
And put them to bed.
Yeah, and you can fast forward through.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Areas that you don't want. So.
But all that being said, yeah. I enjoyed it. I really, really did.
Yeah.
Go see this movie.
Go see it.
It's way better than Mile 27.
And
22?
And 5/8.
Yeah.
I don't know.
33 and a third.
Why am I going fractions with
it? I don't even know.
Anyway,
until next time, he's Tucker.
He's Beard.
And thank you so much.
Thank you. We're out.